You have arrived at your destination.
All right, everybody, welcome to the Sean vs. Wild podcast. I'm your host, as always, the man, the myth, the Sean Thriller Smith, the guy putting rad back into talk radio, and today we're serving up a piping hot cup of Joe. I've got Joe Brock back in the studio with me.
I'm back.
Joe, how's it going, man?
Awesome. Just got off work.
Yeah, how was your day today?
It was good, but not as good as yours because you were off today.
That's true. Today was my off day. You know what I did?
That flex day. What'd you do?
That flex day, dude. When you're me and you have my muscles, every day's flex day.
Dude.
Yes. You know what I did? I played some guitar, ran some errands, and I waited patiently for a package to come from UPS. Mm. It arrived about 2 days late.
Do I dare ask what was in this package?
And I'm going to have to send an email that says, hey, I specifically paid $25 to get second aid, but it's all right. It's here now.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Oh, I think you know what
it is. I think
I
know exactly
listeners,
what it is.
I enjoy my 90s culture, and I've been watching a lot of American Gladiators lately. And when I'm watching Gladiators, I couldn't help but notice some of the rad fashions of the day. Specifically, the footwear caught me off guard. Or not off guard. I don't know. It piqued my interest.
Yeah.
Caught my eye.
Tickled your fancy.
Tickled my fancy. And a little Google rabbit hole going down, did some searching, and turns out British Knights, still a company, guys. So you can still get BKs. I always remember, like, on Nickelodeon, if you, like, did good and figure it out, they're like, okay, and you want a pair of BK Ratch Techs. So you always wore the British Knights, or you always won British Knights on Nickelodeon shows.
That's badass.
Yeah, well, anyway, I went down a rabbit hole, and turns out they still make them, and they still look the exact same. So for a great deal, I basically got two $120 pairs of shoes with second day air shipping, and I paid about $90 total. And they are the raddest. I showed you when you came in here, but they are pretty much the raddest shoe ever.
They're the most badass shoes I've ever seen in my life, Sean.
Such 90s colors. There's the purple, black, and orange, just like Phoenix Suns colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then gray, fuchsia, and neon green.
Yeah, dude. Just the riffraff colors.
Yeah. Super high tops. I can't wait to stomp around work in them tomorrow.
Do you know which pair you're going to wear tomorrow?
Oh, man. Just whatever one closely matches the shirt that I wear.
You got to match.
Now I'm going to have to, start buying fuchsia and lime green shirts.
Dude, you got to start picking out your outfits before you go to work.
Yeah, now.
The night before, you know?
Yeah, so if I had a Phoenix Suns jersey, that would be, I don't know, ideal. Or if I had anything that was fuchsia or lime green.
I'm sure a quick Amazon rabbit hole search could, you know.
I just feel like a black shirt will do. There's black on both.
There you
so.
Go.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
And it's one of those things you probably don't even have to match, man.
Not really.
You want all your...
You get like a Charlotte Hornets windbreaker.
Dude, perfect. All your charisma is going to be in your footwear.
Right.
You know,
take a tally on how many compliments you get on your shoes tomorrow.
Oh, I definitely will.
Yeah.
Next week's podcast, it'll just be all the compliments that I got
today. Yeah.
But guys, we are here. We're not here to just talk about brand new British Knights shoes. Joe and I invaded Louisville SuperCon this past weekend.
It was an invasion.
Yes. And so we are going to talk all about our Louisville SuperCon experience. Joe, you've not been to a Comic-Con before.
Never. Never been. It was awesome, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell me some of your thoughts. What were some of your initial thoughts going into Comic-Con? What did you think that you would see?
I'll tell you, I think it was... like the celebrities and things like that, looking up these lists of celebrities that'll be there. I didn't really know a lot of them. I knew, obviously, who, like, William Shatner was and, like, Alice Cooper and stuff like that. But, like, all the other ones, like, I really didn't know who they were until you pretty much told me. But I want to say my expectations were, on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 6.5 or 7.
Yeah, you're just gonna roll in there and see
right.
What's up.
Yeah, see what's up. I knew there'd be some booths, and I guess I'll tell you what I was overwhelmed by and what I was most impressed by,
which is
the sheer mass quantity of people was a little overwhelming and awesome.
Yeah.
The size of the event I thought was insane, because it was like literally one whole city block in a convention center, and like every single room had people in it, and every, you know, there was something different going on in every single room. And you know, when you think of Comic-Con, I guess you think of like comics typically. I didn't really know SuperCon was that much different.
That it was going to have wrestling and comics and video games,
all this stuff. Yeah.
That kind of culture does go along with all the Comic-Con, but they had the wrestling. I had not seen wrestling done at a convention before like that.
That was really cool. Yeah. And like the wrestlers, you know, I didn't, what's his name?
Jerry Lawler. Larry the Cable Guy.
I said Larry the King Lawler.
Larry the Cable Guy Lawler.
Jerry Lawler. Lawler the King. I knew who that was when I got there.
I will rule you.
Right.
Now you know who Jimmy King is based off of, by the way. Yeah. Ready to Rumble. No, yeah. So.
I knew that already.
Okay. Perfect.
But, so I knew who that was. I didn't know that that was his name, but I knew who it was.
Yeah, Kane was there.
If that makes sense. Yeah, Kane was there.
Sergeant Slaughter.
I knew who Sergeant Slaughter was. But some of the other wrestlers, I wasn't like
super. Booker T. Scott Steiner, Papa Pump was there.
I don't know if I know who that is.
Oh, dude, he's a genetic freak.
Is he? Oh, yeah. Wait, who was the other guy? The super tall guy, Jones?
I don't know. Nathan Jones. I wasn't familiar with him, but that was like one of the biggest dudes ever.
Yeah, that guy was gigantic.
Just to put this into perspective, guys, there was some dude there in an elaborate wolf costume, and the guy was wearing stilts, and he was roughly the same height as Nathan Jones.
Yeah, that guy was a monster.
What did you think of the costumes there?
They were great. Some of them were better than others, but a lot of them were awesome.
I just love the spirit of like everybody getting together, putting a little effort in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool for sure. It was really, really cool.
I'm not a costumer though.
I'm down to become one, because I'm not either. Like even on Halloween, I really do very minimalistic Halloween costume work.
Right.
I'm just kind of cheap and lazy and just like usually there just to drink the beers, you know?
Right.
Don't
really
care too much. But after seeing
this costume is just a formality that keeps.
Right. After seeing all that, you know, I'm definitely down to get more into it. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah, exactly. We won't look at it as just a formality that keeps us from drinking beers.
Right.
And or allows us to drink beers, depending.
And when I was a kid, I would always go as Scorpion or Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat. And I feel like, you know, maybe I can dust off those costumes.
Dude, dust off the old stews, dude.
From when I was 6 years old, trying to stretch back into those. Just make it work.
Just make it work, man. Yeah, Scorpion, Sub-Zero. I was going to ask you, what potential costumes do you think that you would...
One of those, for sure.
I would make a pretty good Raiden, probably.
You would, dude. We'd just get you like a...
A hat.
Just a hat, yeah, pretty much.
Basically, dead giveaway.
Dead giveaway. Yeah, I was going to say like some sort of just bowl.
Yeah, put a
just walk. Make it out of cardboard and tinfoil. Yeah, a walk, yeah. Yeah,
just put like a lampshade on your head.
Right.
Perfect, dude. You look just like Lord Raiden.
Yep.
we need to get costumes, but we need to be like Be Kind Rewind and get just like the most like
jank ass
costumes ever. Yeah. I'm wearing a lampshade. You'll just be wearing a blue sheet.
Right. Yeah.
Perfect. Who did you like better, Scorpion or Sub-Zero as a kid?
Scorpion.
Yeah. I was always a Sub-Zero fan.
See, I liked them both, to be honest. I like the ninjas in general, but I just love the, you know, the snake / scorpion thing that he shoots out of his wrist.
Harpoon, man.
Yeah, whatever, like, in my mind as a kid, I just remember the scene of him in the woods and just shooting that thing out of his fucking arm or his hand, whatever. Get over here. And it was just badass.
Yeah, dude.
It was so tight.
Scorpion is a beloved character.
Yeah.
I grew up in Mortal Kombat 1 territory.
Who's he fighting in that scene? Reptile?
Johnny Cage.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, he fights Johnny Cage in the movie.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But see, in the video game, part one... it's a harpoon. He throws it. Doesn't come out of his hand. Like it's harpoons are what, you know, people use to kill whales and stuff.
Yeah.
So like, it's basically just that. And, but no, somehow in the movie it starts coming out of his hand. And, that's pretty awesome.
For
pretty
some
good
reason,
upgrade.
Like I thought he was fighting one of the other ones.
Scorpion and Sub-Zero do fight each other in different scenes.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure I'm not going crazy.
Just making sure, dude, I wasn't on acid when I saw Mortal Kombat 1.
Right. Yeah.
You can never be too
careful. In 1996 for the first time on acid.
It was my first time, seeing Mortal Kombat? No, doing acid.
All the big acid companies, man.
Dude, all the big... The Big Acid. Forget the Big Apple. Send me to the Big Acid. But yeah, I'm glad that you enjoyed it. I thought it was kind of a, I don't know, it was 50-50. I felt like it was 50-50 going, whether or not you would enjoy it as much as me. And I think it just, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, I had an awesome time. And thanks for taking me.
Hey, you're welcome, bud.
I can't wait to go back.
I think next time that we go, we should definitely tailgate it.
Yeah, oh yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, conditions were sloppy, yeah, to say the least.
Sloppy Joe.
Yeah, weather conditions were a little fucking sloppy. So we couldn't bust out the Ranger. We couldn't get our crock pots fired up. Couldn't get the grill going. Get the cooler out. You know what I mean?
And just, the best part is there's not even really a place to park.
There's not. We would have been holding up traffic fucking trying to tailgate.
We'll just tailgate a parking garage.
Yeah.
But
blocks away. And no one sees us.
No one even knew we were there.
The cops just come and be like, y'all gotta get the fuck out of here.
Dude, all this smoke on that charcoal grill. Like, somebody's going to pass out around here, dude.
Yeah.
All the fumes.
Right.
So this is not a ventilated area.
No, we're indoors right now. So.
Yeah. Dude, but I do think we should both be wizards.
Oh, yeah.
Get some large, long beards.
Mm-hmm.
And
get some beakers.
Get some beakers. We're gonna make potions.
We're gonna make potions,
and we're gonna wings, so we can be the Lord of the Wings.
Yes, that's a genius idea.
Perfect.
It really is.
So get your tailgating ready, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Think if you have a good idea for a Comic-Con themed tailgate food. We've given you Lord of the Wings. It's up to you to come up with some other ones. Hit us with your best one
right
on Facebook.
Yeah, and we got beverages covered because we're just going to put shit in beakers and drink out of those.
Yeah, they're going to be potions. So, per usual, we're going to be doing alchemy
right
during our tailgating.
It's going to be like blended up Tums and
yeah,
a couple ibuprofen.
Yeah, it's just a beer with
orange juice
with some Pepto in it,
right, or like some champagne
Alka-Seltzer in it for fizz. Just for a little fizz.
Just for a little fizz.
I just want to give a shout out, too, by the way, to everyone that responded that they were still listening last week. Last week was a little off the rails, and we're destined to keep it on track this week.
Right. And this is the first time
I even wrote some stuff down.
Like, this isn't a part two of the last one. This is just a completely different thing.
Yeah, this is specifically about our Comic-Con.
Our Comic-Con?
Baby. Here I am at Comic-Con, and I was just thinking about you, baby.
I saw them dragons on that coaster.
baby, here I am walking around Comic-Con, and I saw some dragons on a coaster, and I thought this would be great for our living room, baby. I'm coming home to you with these dragon coasters from Comic-Con.
They were $7 a piece. I got two of them anyway, baby.
I got two of them. Money's no object for us, baby.
Spare no expense here at the Comic-Con, baby. I got two dragon coasters.
And guys, just for someone that has no idea, which is basically everyone that wasn't at Comic-Con
to Comic-Con
to hear us say that, Joe did, you know, Joe's girlfriend at first dropped us off. And a big shout out to Rain. Thanks for dropping us off. She did drop us off, and she really didn't have much, much intention of going to Comic-Con, I think. Comic-Con, right. Super-Con.
Mm-hmm.
And, but that all changed when Joe got her a nice souvenir. And what did you get? You got coasters.
Coasters. It was something from, what's that show called?
You got that House Targaryen.
The House Targaryen.
And then you got the Mortal Kombat
Dragon.
I almost
said Lord of the Rings, but that's not it.
Game of Thrones. Same thing.
And I don't know shit about Game of Thrones.
You don't?
I don't know
anything. You're the last one, dude.
Right, yeah. I mean, I know you know.
Just wait for
stuff.
The show to
have
wrap.
Have you seen it? Have you watched it?
Yeah, I'm caught up.
Okay.
So
is it as good as everybody says it is?
Yeah, it's pretty good, man.
But, I mean, you can be honest.
I think it's pretty good, but also, unlike other people that watch the show, I'm not current on it.
Right.
Usually. I happen to be caught up, but... like I watched the first season,
mm-hmm.
When it was on TV, me and my sister used to watch it. And, sometimes I would skip a week and I'd have to TiVo, you know, or have to watch some of the TiVo'd ones over at her house, and we'd have like a few episodes to get into. But then I watched I rewatched season one and two, and then I watched after a few years, I watched three, four, and five. And then after a few years, I watched the rest of them.
Gotcha.
So I don't have to watch them necessarily when they premiere. Now, this is the last season, only a few episodes left. I might have to pick up HBO Go or HBO Now or whatever and stay
just
current.
Stay current, yeah.
Look at us. We're just two nerds.
I mean, it's a hot topic.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you want to know what all the fuss
is
about.
Game of Thrones? No, I don't watch Game of Thrones. That's not because I have anything against Game of Thrones. It's just, you know, a lot of times I don't have that much time on my hands to begin with.
Yeah, I've made a comment about this on the podcast many times, but it's like if a new show comes on, like... Literally the weekend, so Haunting of Hill House, You know, everybody at work and everybody I know is like, man, have you seen that show? And like, I came out on a Friday, and then like Monday, people are like, man, I watched the whole thing. You seen it yet? I'm like, no, I don't have that kind of time.
Right. It's Saturday and Sunday, dude. I got shit I gotta be
doing. I have 48 hours, and I can't spend 14 of them on a show.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not trying to say I'm too important, but I mean, it just is what it is. I just don't have that kind of spare time.
I don't either.
When you're running a podcast like this, and you're producing a podcast like you do.
Right, man.
Heck.
You're lining up guests, getting out there, hitting the streets. Getting interviews.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it is all about.
And believe it or not, guys, like I said, we are going to be covering all things Louisville SuperCon. We had an awesome time.
We did.
So big shout out to everybody that puts on SuperCon, because this is like, that, honestly, I've been to a few comic conventions and other type of conventions and stuff, and this one was great. Now I got to give a big shout out to it, man. I had a lot of fun, and I'm glad that was the first one. Hopefully, they just keep getting better, you know?
Hopefully, yeah.
So, but yeah, weather conditions, not ideal for
tailgating.
It was rainy, but we did go in. We got our bracelets, our SuperCon bracelets. Do you still have yours on?
I still got mine on.
Oh, I cut mine off, man.
I liked it so much, I figured I'd keep it.
Just keep it forever.
It's a really high quality bracelet.
I mean, yeah.
For $35, you know, a ticket for one day, they better give you a nice bracelet.
I mean, it's like, cool bracelet, get the ticket to the show free.
Here's the deal. I'm going to keep this on until next year and just hope to God they got the same ones.
Same color, same day. Like, same, man, bracelet. We didn't sell all the old ones. We got to, let's just use what we have first.
Right. I mean, that would be a smart thing to do.
Yeah, dude, you have 365 days. Right. Of course, next year.
Is there another one? I saw, like, they do it in other cities. It's not just Louisville, right?
I'm not sure with SuperCon. I would imagine.
I saw one online, because I looked up, like, I wanted to look up videos of it to see if anybody had any footage from the Louisville one, and I saw one that said like Raleigh or Charlotte or something like that. So, and for some reason I was thinking that it was like a Louisville specific thing, but,
well, I think SuperCon is a thing, and then every city kind of puts one on, has like a local team that puts it on. It's not like a traveling circus type thing.
Gotcha.
But you know what, I don't know. For all I know,
we could be fucking completely wrong.
I could be completely wrong. All I did was show up as a fan, and I left as a fan.
Yeah, it was great. I showed up as somewhat of a fan and left a huge one.
Yeah. So you're going to be a total nerd before this is all over with.
I am.
We're going to be into the nerd culture.
We are.
But talking about the celebrities you mentioned earlier, we talked about some of the wrestlers that were there, but there were plenty of celebrities there, guys.
There were.
Jerry Lawler, Booker T, Kane, Mark Henry.
Danielson.
But yes, that's the wrestlers. But yeah, Ralph Macchio from Karate Kid,
right.
William Zabka, Johnny, and Martin Cove. So if you haven't seen Cobra Kai yet, or you haven't watched the original Karate Kid trilogy in a while, yeah, all my favorites were there. And I was a huge Karate Kid fan growing up. The first one I can quote, so it's such a quotable movie for me. I've seen it 100 times or 1,000 times, maybe, for real. I actually just watched it probably a month ago.
Really?
I love the original Karate Kid. So that was so awesome getting to meet Ralph Macchio. I wish that I could have gotten them all to sign it, but just the money, I didn't have all of that much money.
Right, yeah.
So for like, I think it's like $50 a signature and picture and stuff, I had to go with Danielson.
Right, yeah, you got to. I like the picture you chose, though. It was from The Outsiders, wasn't it?
Yeah, see, I went against the grain here.
You did.
When I met Sean Young, you know, everybody got her pictures from Blade Runner, and Blade Runner had just come out. It was super hot. And I'm a big Dune fan, as you guys have heard me, I don't know, talk about and bitch about over the years. So there was a picture of her from Dune, so I was like, you know what, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to get her picture from Dune and get her to sign it and let her know that I'm a real fan.
Right.
And yeah. Same with Ralph Macchio. Everybody had the Karate Kid stuff, and I knew I was only going to get his. I knew I could only afford to get his, so I went with something a little bit different. Also very important to me growing up, picture of him from The Outsiders, and he signed it. Sean, stay gold. Ralph Macchio.
Nice.
It's a pretty sharp pick.
It is. And I might have good in gold Sharpie.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to spread out all my gains.
Take a pic.
You know, just take a photo. Make that the cover photo this week.
Yes.
So, I meant to say this. Shout out to everybody that actually, did I already say that? Shout out to anybody that messaged us and said, hey, I was still listening?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Well, big shout out to you guys again.
Right.
And let us know what Comic-Con themed stuff you want to tailgate with, and also tell me what celebrity you want to get an autograph from. Because I got Ralph Macchio's. Also got Alice Cooper.
Alice Cooper.
He was there.
My boy. A. Coops.
A. Coops, dude. AC in the house. Dude, what a great guy.
He was really funny. He was a super cool guy.
Yeah. And listeners, I will have you know that I've never met Alice Cooper before. And I've been an Alice Cooper fan since 1991, 92, when Wayne's World came out. When I first saw it. When it was available for rent. That's the first time I'd ever heard Alice Cooper or heard of him. And for some reason, I've been like just obsessed with Wayne's World also. And I've seen that movie a whole bunch. And I didn't know what to say. What do you say to somebody that you've been an uber fan of without sounding like a total dork, you know?
You quote Wayne's World with him.
It's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did. Listeners, Alice Cooper still knows a majority of the dialogue from Wayne's World, I will have you know, and we quoted it back and forth to each other.
That's an amazing thing.
I know. That's awesome. I feel like that's just like something to check off the bucket list.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And I got a great photo of him, too, with like the Dracula cape and the Muppet band in the background. But yeah, we quoted some Wayne's World. He's like, Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land. And we listened to his Q&A, man. He was really interesting.
He was.
Super funny.
Super, super funny.
Which of his stories was your favorite one?
Probably the Elvis story where he talks about meeting Elvis and he goes up the elevator. I can't remember who he said he was with in the elevator. Do you remember?
He was like Chubby Checker, Linda Lovelace, who was a star of Deep Throat, a very famous adult film at the time. And I can't remember who else he said he was with.
It was like, shit, who was it, dude? It was a musician.
Yeah. Chubby Checker, Linda Lovelace, and somebody else he goes up there with. And Elvis, the first thing Elvis does, like, hey, man, you like guns? Or whatever he said. Or
yeah.
He brings him into the kitchen, puts a loaded weapon in his hand, and is like, hey, man, point that at me. I'm going to show you how to take a gun out of a man's hand.
I'm going to show you how to disarm a man.
Yeah, I'm going to show you how to disarm a man.
And he's talking, Alice Cooper's talking about how, like, his natural instinct is just pull the trigger and kill him.
Yeah, he's like, just shoot him. But he was like, literally, the moment that I had it in my hand, that I was, like, flipped onto the floor with a foot on my neck.
Yeah. And he had disarmed him.
Yeah, and then he was like, hey, brother, you want to see my most prized possession? And then he took him into the bedroom, and he was, like, getting all weird about it. And he opened up an envelope, and it was just filled with the x-rays of bones that he had broken when he got into a fight with some people.
Like, days before.
Yeah, days before.
So, within a matter of, like, 72 hours or so, these x-rays of these broken bones of these individuals that he had beat up had become his prized possession.
Yeah. 72 hours later, man.
Oh, that's so funny.
Could you imagine, you know, just to think about that story, like, you know, Alice Cooper did mention that Elvis was a black belt, and I knew that he was a black belt. You know, I thought that was like something like, you know, karate is like something to be used. Like, you know, I'm sure I always just figured like Elvis did it in a dojo and they gave him like a black belt.
Right.
Because he's Elvis.
Yeah.
But apparently he was an ass kicker. Could you imagine getting your ass kicked by Elvis?
I'd be honored, dude, to get my ass kicked by Elvis. I mean, yeah. I like to believe that there's people alive today, like one of those dudes with the broken collarbone walking around. It's like, dude, one time Elvis beat the fuck out of me and broke my collarbone.
Dude, I got beat up by Elvis. He broke my collarbone. Now every time it rains and it gets cold, dude, my shoulder hurts.
Right, just reminds me
for like days.
Elvis, right.
And I just remember the time the king kicked my dick in the dirt, bro. But yeah, I love the Elvis story. Alice Cooper was great.
He was.
Guys, if you haven't seen Alice Cooper live, I can't recommend it enough. Definitely go to one of the Certs concerts. And if you get the chance to, I don't know, just look up an interview with him. He's great. He's funny. He get his autograph if you can.
Super funny.
Next SuperCon that he's at, go and get his autograph. And also, some other wish fulfillment, man. I had a huge crush on this girl named Joey Lauren Adams. Mm-hmm. And guys, you remember her from Mallrats and Chasing Amy and Biodome. The first movie I ever remember seeing her in.
Big Daddy.
And Big Daddy, of course. And a lot of other movies. But Biodome specifically, I remember as a kid just like having this huge, huge crush on her.
Yeah.
And
I think I recognized her most. I'd seen Biodome before, but I was really young when I watched that. Which probably shouldn't have watched it when I was that young, but whatever, was Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Because I remember when Big Daddy came out, and I used to actually really like that movie.
Yeah. Well, she just had like this unique voice and something about her. I just had a huge crush on her when I was a kid, and I met her, and I got her autograph, and I may have told her that. I was like, hey, I got this picture, and I got her to autograph a picture from Biodome, because I was like, you know what? This is just the moment I fell in love with you. And she was really cool.
She was.
So big shout out to Joey Lauren.
Hey, dude.
Adams.
We did give her a business card.
We did go. We got her business card. I asked her if she does podcasts. She said she had to listen to make sure this podcast wasn't
hot garbage.
Which I don't blame her, man. Never too better to be safe than sorry in this podcast world.
Right.
So she's gonna big shout out, Miss Adams, for listening. A couple things,
Miss Adams. If you listen to this one, I was the dude standing next to Sean talking to you.
Yeah,
and I didn't say much. I just kind of stared at you for, I don't know, 3 minutes.
Yeah, and then high fived you at the end, probably.
Right. Yes.
Fun little fact. I went to school with a Joe Adams, and he works with us now.
Really?
And her name is Joey Adams, and his name was Joey Adams.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Joe Adams from work, don't think I'm talking about how hot you are, bro, because it's not a thing.
Because you're definitely listening to this, and that's definitely the message you're getting.
Yeah, exactly. Don't get any wild ideas. But yeah, Ralph Macchio, Alice Cooper, Joey Lauren Adams. Of course, I met Jerry the King Lawler. Jerry the King Lawler. I told him this great idea, because I mentioned it on the podcast a couple weeks ago when I was doing my wrestling stuff. Guy's an accomplished artist. I couldn't believe some of the artwork he was showing us there on this, like,
it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, on his phone he had done some like commissions for a comic book cover that was Wonder Woman, and it looked just like
Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot. I don't know, do you pronounce the T in her last name, or is it Godot?
Dude, I have no idea.
Hard to tell. Gal Gadot. But
who knows, it was a great drawing though.
Yeah, knocked it out of the park. I was like, man, you should do a YouTube channel with your artwork. And he's like,
how do you get a YouTube channel?
Yeah, he's like, YouTube? How did you even get a YouTube? I was like, brother, all you got to do is sign up.
Anyone got an email address?
Yeah.
You're fucking good to go, dude.
So, King, do us a favor. Do the world a favor. Show everybody how awesome of an artist you are on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Make it happen. And if he does start a YouTube art channel, I'm going to just take I'm going to take all the praise for that for the rest of my life.
And then we can do a collab and he can get on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's true. He can get on our YouTube channel.
And everybody's like, I didn't know they had a YouTube channel, and that's because we don't. Yet.
But we've made it a point. I think we've kind of made our minds up that we're going to be at the SuperCon next year.
Yep.
Not just guests. Our artwork will be speaking for us.
Oh, yes, it will.
We'll be doing meets. We'll be doing greets.
And autographs and whatever you want, pictures.
Yeah, whatever you want, dude. You can buy our 8x10s. Autographs will be $50 a piece.
A piece, yeah.
But you can get an 8x10. You can either get one of me or one of Joe or one of us together.
Right.
My autograph is 50. Joe's also 50. But unlike the Karate Kid cast, we will cut you a deal.
Right. You can get both. If you get the picture with me and Sean both on it, we'll $80. We'll sign it and we'll split it 40.
$95. We'll split $47.50 a piece. I couldn't believe. The big thing for me with the celebrities, for one, I got to give a big shout out because the Fonz was there.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about him. I knew we were forgetting somebody.
He was wearing purple.
We're forgetting a lot, but
purple crushed velvet pants, which I loved.
Yeah.
I was really into that.
You know, another thing we forgot to mention is Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, my gosh.
But his outfit and how he looked exactly like his banner picture that was hanging behind him.
Yeah, that was so great.
He looks the exact same.
Honestly, Sergeant Slaughter looked the exact same. And there was a big picture of him hanging up, and he was wearing like the exact same outfit. And it literally just looked like it looks like someone just took a picture 1 second beforehand, and that was what was on the banner.
Like that morning, they decided that his background picture was going to be him sitting at that table.
Yeah, basically.
But it wasn't.
Dude, it was great, though, man. A lot of cool celebrities there. My big thing that I couldn't believe was just how immensely popular the Overwatch voice actors were.
Right. Yeah, that was very strange.
Dozens of people.
I mean, that's a huge game. I know it's like a really, really big game.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't surprise me that much, but I didn't know people got that excited over voice actors.
Yeah.
Not to take anything away from what they do. I just didn't know people cared that much.
Well, and I thought too, like maybe for sure. Well, you know, and of course he had a huge line, but they had like Kevin Conroy, who does Batman, from Batman the Animated Series, but mm-hmm. he's been the voice of Batman since the early 90s. He's like the Arkham Asylum voice and the video game stuff, you know, all that sort of thing. So he was there, and I knew that was going to be a big deal. And Robin, and he was there too.
Well, isn't it a girl that does Mickey Mouse's voice now?
Maybe.
I think now. That it is. And she was there. I'm pretty sure it's a she, but like I didn't see one person at her booth all day.
So Mickey Mouse, you said?
I'm like 99% sure.
I don't know. Maybe the LSD had kicked in for me at that point. Big acid, dude.
Dude.
What if someone tripped at Comic-Con? I don't know, man.
That'd be a terrible idea.
Yeah, I feel like it'd be the worst place.
Just, I've never taken drugs.
I've never
taken acid.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that's like, but I imagine...
That would be the worst place to do it.
That, I mean, just really probably any place is probably a terrible idea, but that would be a very extreme...
The Kentucky International Convention Center.
Yeah, the very extreme atmosphere to take acid in, I would imagine. wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, definitely would not, guys. But
the big acid companies.
But yeah, we saw a bunch of big shout out to Stephen Bowman, man, a local artist here, good friend of mine on the show. He actually drew that picture of Ric Flair wearing the Infinity Gauntlet that that hangs proudly in the Smithsonian.
Yep,
he was there.
His artwork's awesome, dude.
Don't you just wish you could draw?
I wish I could draw at all.
Yeah,
I mean, I can kind of. It's weird because
we just need discipline, bro.
Right. Like when I was in like the sixth and seventh grade, I won an art competition.
Oh, really?
For something that I had drawn, or not drawn, painted rather. Well, I drew it, I guess, and then painted it.
Right.
And I got first place. And
what was it of?
It was like a still life of like this vase with flowers in it, and then it had like just assorted fruits around the bottom of it. Right. So it was
Does your mom have that framed?
Yeah, it's hanging up. Okay. Right. Yeah. So I painted that in like seventh grade, and I'm like, I look at it sometimes when I go over there, and I'm like, dude, that don't look that bad. Yeah. That actually looks pretty decent.
Check out those assorted fruits.
Right. Now, like, there was shading and shit, and I'm like, who taught me how to like? I remember the art teacher was very helpful, and like she would show me how to do things. You know what I mean? But I did it. You know, I'd say about 95% of it on my own.
Yeah.
And I was a kid. I think I was in like sixth grade or something. I don't know.
I did it all on my own. No help from anybody.
Nobody.
You're the Kenny Powers of the seventh grade art world.
Independent sixth grader painting assorted fruits and flowers and vases.
Check out those assorted fruits.
Yeah.
But you were definitely the Kenny Powers of.
What I was trying to say now is that like I don't think I can fucking paint for shit. I couldn't do it with my life depending on it. I can draw some shit with chalk. I got a 3-year-old. We draw with chalk sometimes. And I make a mean bat and flowers and other random shit, but I mean, you know, she's 3, so she can draw like circles and stuff, and you know, probably better than I can, to be honest.
The Brock artistry runs deep in the bloodline.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude, very much so.
I was gonna try to play this off all cool, and we're gonna edit it to make it sound seamless, but I literally almost died.
He did
just now, choked on my Diet Coke.
Yeah,
you might have heard a few coughs, but don't worry, I paused it, hacked my lungs up, and I'm barely functioning.
Barely surviving.
I was like, man, I gotta catch my breath.
Barely surviving.
Dude's out of breath just by drinking Coke.
Just Diet Coke. Just fucking.
Dude, there's not even any calories in it, bro.
Right.
What are you doing?
No calories. No alcohol.
I almost didn't live to see the next SuperCon.
Right, dude.
Heck, knock on
wood. Short-lived.
But, yeah, dude. Well, you should get back into it, man.
Maybe
you
I
know,
will.
I started drawing a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not very good, but it's a start.
That's fine.
And I think my interest from going to these comic conventions, my interest in comics over the last couple of years has just really expanded. I went from like not reading comic books ever and just kind of like being on like the far fringes of like the culture. Like I was like, hey, I like Lost and I like wrestling and you know, whatever. Now I actually read a lot of comics, and my appreciation when I read them for the artwork has kind of inspired me to try to do something.
Right.
I feel like when you just focus on it, when you can see it, you know, it's kind of like being a musician. Like if you actually listen to music, you're like, oh, okay, now I can kind of get how it's constructed.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely not easy by any means.
No.
People make it look way easier than it really is. And even something just like drawing something simple is fucking hard. Just like literally the outline of something is hard for me sometimes.
Yeah. So we lack the discipline, but that doesn't mean that we're not going to get better. We're going to work harder at it every single day.
Mm-hmm. And I'm always picking up new hobbies and shit and
just trying to have some good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of good, clean fun, what do you think was behind that curtain at the Geek Goddess booth?
I mean, that is some good, clean fun there. So it said 18 and up, you know. So probably
said 18 and up will check IDs.
It's probably like cigarettes or something, I would imagine.
Yeah.
They're selling back there.
I was confused. Okay, I get it that there is definitely a niche for cosplay artistic nudes,
yeah,
I guess.
Just adult entertainment.
But man, right in the smack dab middle.
Smack middle. 6-year-olds walking by. And it's just like, come on in, y'all.
Yeah.
And I mean, but whatever.
That's now, they did have a shower curtain up. So right, in so all you fairness, couldn't see. You couldn't go in there. But I will say, like, they had the books out that were like, you could flip through the pages.
Some and, risky photos.
And they were scantily clad. Yeah. Right. In pretty risky positions, mm-hmm. provocative positions. Provisions? I don't know what I was going to say.
Don't worry about it.
Provocative positions. And I was like, man, I'm glad a youngster didn't right. pop by.
Yeah, seriously.
And I'm glad I popped by. So it was a win-win.
It was a win-win.
So I want to give a big shout-out to the Geek Goddesses. I'm sure you're probably tuning in, man. You saw SuperCon. You saw a whole podcast talking about it.
Right.
We'll put your name in the notes.
Yep.
Check out our review.
We'll tag them.
Our review... Hey, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate anybody that's an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
But I will say we talked and joked about going behind the curtain, and unfortunately we never did.
Yeah. We just didn't, you know, people might get the wrong idea.
We got an image to uphold. That's true.
And we're running a successful podcast.
That's true.
We don't want people snapping pics. Like,
got to remain.
End up on the fucking internet. Like,
it's going to TMZ be like,
right, yeah.
Here's Joe Brock leaving a shower curtain in the middle of Comic-Con. Right. We all know what that means.
Yeah. So we don't want that.
So, but yeah, I wonder what was going on back there. Yeah, it probably was just cigarettes and mm-hmm. voting.
Right, yeah, voting.
It's just a voting booth. Right. What if that's what it was?
Well, you got like, 18 to vote, so we don't know what was back there, you know?
That's true.
Those photos could have just been to lure people in.
Yeah, they're like, hey, we need there, you to
and
vote.
And it's like, you know.
Your opinion matters.
Right.
Please vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know. We don't know what it is. But
it's hard telling.
We're going to be the next geek gods, that's for sure, once we start cosplaying.
That's 100% true.
We need to start getting in better shape, though, because, you know, I don't want to go off on this tangent. You know, I know a lot of times people say that, you know, a lot of times women think that there's like a beauty standard, especially like in comic books, like you have to look
right.
Totally unnatural.
Yeah.
Guess what? For men, you have to look completely unnatural as well.
Right. Yeah.
So we're going to have to start hitting the gym. We're going to have to do the sit-ups.
We're going to have to get some airbrushed 12 packs.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I'm hoping by next year I'll have my own 12 pack
right.
of Diet Coke.
Oh, right.
Right there beside me when I sign autographs, because it'll be hot because I'll still be fat. I'll be sweating.
It'll be hot because we'll be outside in the parking lot tailgating.
Yeah, because we will tailgate it all morning.
Right. Well, it will be the middle of, well, not the middle of, but the beginning of December.
Yeah,
or around maybe. The end of November. So hopefully we'll catch a break.
We're just going to rock and roll all night, party every day, and tailgate every morning
yeah.
before Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
We need to just take that on the road.
Yeah, just start following it around.
Lord of the Wings.
Yeah, dude.
We need to set up our own snack shack.
Yeah, dude.
And
like chicks would follow around REO Speedwagon back in the day.
Right, yeah.
That's us with Comic-Con.
Yeah, dude. That's Comic-Con. Us with Comic-Con, dude. Yeah.
Just following around the Greek goddesses.
The Greek goddesses,
fucking
yes.
Fucking geek goddesses.
I think Wonder Woman's a Greek goddess, is she not? Or no, she's Amazonian.
Don't look at me, man. I don't know.
That's true. You're just now learning.
I do. Don't care where the fuck she's from, brother.
I don't care where she's from, dude. She's wonderful, and she does a lot of great things for women. And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. Who's your favorite superhero, Joe?
Superhero?
Yeah. Or comic book thing. What's your
Batman
geek thing? Yeah.
It would be my favorite, just because that's the one I'm most familiar with, and that's the one I like. But I do like Iron Man. Only because the first Iron Man movie was so badass.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's about as far as it goes for
dude,
me.
Dude, that first one is awesome.
It is.
All the other ones.
To be honest, I think I watched the second one. Didn't really pay a whole lot of attention because probably just wasn't interested.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't care because the first one was that good.
Yeah. I think Iron Man 1 for a long time was like... I mean, to me, Iron Man 1 is still the best Marvel movie.
Yeah, I'll agree.
And I know that's pretty bold, man. Everybody's talking about the Avengers stuff. They mm-hmm. talk about Thor Ragnarok and Black Panther. But to me, Iron Man 1, still the best.
Right. Now, I say that like with the movies and stuff, but, you know, I watched like all of The Punisher. I watched all of Daredevil. I watched all of
on Netflix.
Luke Cage. I watched R.I.P. Jessica
they
Jones.
Recently all got canceled. Did you know that?
Did they really?
Yeah.
Did I watch every single one of them? I've seen every episode of all the Marvel series on Netflix, and they're all super good.
I'm sure they'll... get their own show. I bet they're probably just being canceled off of Netflix because they're mm-hmm. originals. Disney owns the Marvel properties now. I've heard that Disney is going to start doing their own streaming service. If not, Disney did buy Hulu, so maybe they'll just put it on Hulu and mm-hmm. make that a thing. But I'm sure that those shows are so popular, especially Daredevil.
Dude, Daredevil's awesome.
They can't just not have it.
Yeah. Foggy Nelson.
Foggy Nelson, dude.
Matt Murdock.
Foggy Nelson is Fulton Reed from the Mighty Ducks, all grown up.
That's pretty good, but like the main actor to me is kind of trashy, is Iron Fist.
I didn't watch it.
I loved it. Like, it was great. But, like, the main dude, Danny Rand, like, the guy who plays Danny Rand is not the best actor to me.
Yeah.
But everybody else, like, the dude that plays Ward is, like, fucking amazing. And Colleen Wing, she's a badass. I don't know. It was really good.
All this nerd culture is coming out in you, Joe, and I didn't even know you knew all this stuff. Oh,
yeah. I've watched all those.
Here you are talking about Danny Rand and Colleen Wing.
Yeah, Colleen Wing's a badass, dude. I love Colleen Wing.
Big shout out to Colleen. Mm-hmm. See, Batman is my favorite also. As far as like your normal superhero that's actually had some properties done.
Right.
But I will tell you, my favorite comic run, one of my favorite heroes is Buddy Baker, who's Animal Man. And Animal Man's a pretty pretty cool superhero because especially when Grant Morrison took it over in the late 80s, because basically Animal Man was just like this guy that popped up every once in a while. He had mm-hmm. like an issue here, an issue there, and he was like a D-rate player in like the Justice League, like some of the comics. Like, he was like in Justice League International. You know, he's not like a Superman, Batman,
gotcha.
Martian Manhunter
sure.
type of character. But Grant Morrison, a very popular writer, took over it in the late 80s into the early 90s and basically just wrote a comic book about this family man. He used to be the Animal Man, and he's going to get back into it. Now he has a wife. He's got two kids. And his power is not that he can turn into any animal. It's that he can, like, mimic the powers of the animal, an animal that's, like, somewhat near him for, like, 30 minutes.
Hmm.
So his power is super lame, and people are always disrespecting him. Like, people, like, call for a superhero, and he shows up, and they're like, no, we meant, like, you know,
real
Superman.
Superhero.
Yeah, exactly. So, but then, guys, if you haven't read Grant Morrison's run on Animal Man, I can't stress it enough, then madness reigns. Craziness ensues, and you start to... Man, you feel very bad for Buddy Baker and all the stuff that he has to go through. And then his comic gets super, super weird.
Really?
Yeah. And they revamped him for when DC did what's called the New 52, when they rebooted their universe, probably 5-6 years ago. They did a run on Animal Man, which was pretty cool. And that one's really cool, too. But basically now Animal Man, instead of just like recalling powers of... you know, animals that are someone around him, he's now like this ambassador for the Red, which is like all the living beings all together in like one organism and life force. And he's connected to it. So he can literally take the form and the powers of all these different animals. Now it's pretty awesome.
That sounds pretty cool.
He's the Red. Swamp Thing is the Green. You probably remember Swamp Thing. So Swamp Thing's like connected to all the plant life, and Animal Man's like an ambassador of the Red, all the animal life. It's cool. Guys, if you haven't yet, check out...
I mean, it sounds cool.
Check out Animal Man. And I think that would be a perfect character to have like kind of a Netflix series, because mostly he's a family man that's a real shit superhero that gets put into... situations that make him have to be better than who he is, and he's not really good at being a superhero.
Cool.
And he's also being disrespected. So what a fun dynamic.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Love it.
So, guys, check out Animal Man if you haven't. But yeah, oh, hey, what's your phone going off? Is that what's hot right now?
It's ringing, dude, off the hook.
Hey, man. Dude, it's probably all of our fans wanting to ask us questions about Comic-Con.
Probably.
But, dude, yeah, also, too, we can't forget, because we talked about all the wrestlers that were there, but there was actually a live pro wrestling event.
There was.
A cosplay wrestling league.
Mm-hmm.
And for any of you wrestling fans out there, you guys might notice names like Kimberly, Blue Pants from
Blue
NXT.
Pants, yeah.
Ariel Monroe, who was just in the Mae Young Classic. Zeta Zhang, who was in the Mae Young Classic last year. But when we went, it was all the women
right.
That were wrestling. And... it was pretty late into the day, too. We made a day of it.
Yeah. This was, like, started off, like, 9:45, I think.
Yeah, I think 9:45 is, like, when it kicked off, 9:30.
And end to, like, 11-something.
You could have seen me and Joe in the front row.
Oh, dude, yeah. It was really entertaining, because it was such, like, it was more personal than, you know, when you go see SmackDown or Raw or something like that. You're just one of, you know, 20,000 people in the crowd watching.
Yeah.
But here, you know, you're one of 200, 300 people watching, and... your front row. They're like talking to you. They're really engaging with the crowd on a personal level.
Right. Yeah. And they're threatening you.
People behind you are drinking tequila and smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened, but there was a very lively group of people behind us. And at one point in the show, it was just like, man, it smells very strongly of liquor, specifically tequila. And then you look on somebody had spilled an entire like Dixie cup
of tequila.
Yeah. Solo cup, if you will. Of tequila on the floor underneath the feet of some children that were directly behind
us. Sure enough, you know, 20 minutes goes by and there's a half-smoked cigarette on the ground.
So what's going on here?
People are drinking and smoking.
Somebody's tailgating the wrestling event. But yeah, it was pretty cool, man. And there's nothing more satisfying than when you're front row at a wrestling show and just somebody strikes someone with like,
oh yeah,
you can feel it.
Yeah,
it's not like on TV, man. No. You just feel like, oh yeah, on TV they're like throwing punches wildly, or
like when they come off the ropes and hit the mat, it's like,
yeah,
it's loud
velocity.
Yeah,
there's some impact there.
There is,
and you
sure
can tell that it's very painful.
Yeah, some of the shit looks like it actually would hurt.
I'm sure that it does.
Yeah,
even just getting slammed, like body slammed in the ring. It's not like the ring is like a giant mattress,
right? Yeah,
you know, it's just wood.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some give to it, but it still would. Yeah, I imagine would hurt.
I couldn't believe it. So I, you know, I watch wrestling and a few of the pay-per-views over the last like year or so, there's like a spot like every once in a while where someone will like rip open the ring, like rip the ring apart. And so they'll basically cut the canvas and then they pull the canvas back. And when it's just literally a piece of canvas that's stretched, there's like a 1-inch foam mat and then it's just wooden planks on metal, like on metal beams. And I was just like, man, this seems very uncomfortable.
Yeah, for sure.
So what I'm saying is, Joe, is maybe I can powerbomb you sometime.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I mean, I'd let you powerbomb me. I want to get in there, dude. I want to get in there. I want to jump off the ropes. I don't care if anybody's in there with me. I just want to jump off, kind of cannonball, and you know, land on my back just to see what it feels like to hit that thing.
Yeah, just land on my back. Then we'll call the ambulance. Right. They'll stretcher me out.
Knock the wind out of me, I'm sure. But I think I could take it, man. I've taken some slams in my day, you know? So I think I could jump off there and just kind of cannonball it.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll be at Comic-Con next year for your wrestling.
Flying off the top ropes.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Maybe.
What's your wrestling name, Joe?
Well, it was Joe Smoker, but
yeah, now you quit smoking, bro.
I haven't smoked in 2 weeks.
Yeah, big shout out, dude. 2 weeks to the day. And just to think, man, last week you were just a week in. Now you're 2 weeks in.
Now I'm 2 weeks in. Yep. Still no cigarettes.
No cigarettes.
So Joe Smoker is
the only thing I smoked is wings, dude.
Dude, yes. I don't know, dude. Joe.
Just Joe. Just already Joe. Taken WWE early 2000s. But
Joe.
We'll make it happen.
We'll make it happen.
But I couldn't believe it, man. That was awesome. And I really like that, you know, every Comic-Con that I've been to, it's like kind of just like shuts down at 8. Mm-hmm. And then there's some other stuff like after party offsite. Of course, I haven't went to the SuperCon. And like I said, they did it up big because the festivities just kept on rolling.
Yeah, they didn't stop till the wee hours in the morning.
Yeah, so from 9:30 to 11:30, there was wrestling. Got to do a meet and greet. Got to meet the wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Got an autograph from Kimberly. Been a longtime fan, so very excited about that. And and then as we were coming down the steps, we didn't get a chance to see it all. And I think it might be a little weird, but they did have a full on burlesque show.
They did, yeah.
I'm not gonna say, you know, I don't want to talk any trash about anything. I just don't. I'm just saying, like, it's like one of those things where it's like with Comic-Con, there's a lot of different tastes, and some of them I just don't know.
Right.
But there's going to be a burlesque show.
Yeah.
And
so if you're into that kind of thing, come out next year.
Come out next year. Disney Princesses. That's the part that weirded me out.
That is weird.
But Marvel versus DC, I probably could get behind that.
Right, yeah.
But the Disney Princess one, I was like, oh, that's weird to soil the good
that, and
image.
I have I got a three-year-old, and I watch a lot of these Disney Princesses
that's true.
On TV every day.
Right, yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I'm good, dude. I'll be all right. But, you know, if that's your thing, I don't give a fuck. Go do what you need to do.
I'm sure that there's probably a whole website dedicated to that.
Guarantee it. But, you know.
DisneyGoddesses.com.
I'm not here to hate and talk shit. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Man, I will say we totally embraced the day, embraced the culture.
We did.
So yeah, I'm glad that you're now an official geek, man.
Yeah.
Official nerd.
Official fucking nerd.
So I love it, dude. And again, big shout out to everybody that put on SuperCon. I had just a fantastic time.
It was great.
I was trying to go the next day too. I was like talking to my cousin. I was like, "Hey man, you want to go to Comic-Con?" He's like, "No, dude." And I was like, "All right, fine. I'm not going
to." All right, fuck it. I don't want to spend another $35.
Yeah,
I was only 30 on Sunday.
I was only 30 on Sunday. $35 was a deal.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And we got a lot of steps in.
That we did. I think I broke 17,000.
Yeah,
by the end of the day. Was a fuckload of steps for me.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't typically check my steps, but I could imagine.
But on a day like that.
Nowhere near that many.
Check your steps right now. I know you had your phone out.
All right. Let me
so
check it.
You had 17,000 on Saturday.
Right.
And then here we are.
I got 3,389.
Yeah. And you put in a full day's worth of work, too. It's not like
I was at work all day.
Yeah. You were at work all day.
Which I, you know, we're sitting down most of the day.
You're sitting down most of the day, but you got to walk like
to the cafeteria, to the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know what
few
I mean?
Blocks.
Easy.
Even to just get into the place.
Easy.
So,
yeah.
So basically, you just didn't really move around much. I'm only at 3,028.
Well, I got you beat.
So you do have me beat. But today's my off day. I didn't do anything.
That's true.
Just waited for my British Knights. Maybe if I had my British Knights earlier, I would went out for a run. I
went out for a fucking stroll in my BKs.
Yeah,
dude.
It's such a beautiful day out.
Right.
You're like, man, it's supposed to be beautiful on the weekend.
Well, dude, and it was nice yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice
it
yesterday.
It was like 65 and sunny.
I didn't wear a jacket yesterday.
If only we did go on Sunday, which we didn't, but it would have been a great day to tailgate.
That's true.
So,
had there been a parking lot, man, we could have knocked it out of the park.
Maybe next year they'll have it at the fairgrounds.
Hey, man, and
just camp
fairgrounds
out.
Are meant to be tailgated,
right,
brother.
Dude. These are fairgrounds, brother. So America, you tell the cops.
I'm going to wear a red, white, and blue Wizards uniform.
Dude, yes.
A Wizards uniform.
Costume.
I don't know. What are they called?
I don't know.
What do you think that was long? When I think of a wizard, I guess it's a cloak. But I secretly always just think of Merlin from The Sword and the Stone.
Sure.
That it's just basically like a V-neck dress.
Yeah.
Like a V-neck long sleeve dress.
I just imagine, for some reason, and I know that this isn't normal, but I always imagine them wearing like some sort of protective goggles and a big pointy hat, cooking up something in a fucking laboratory.
Yeah, goggles. I don't know, man.
Right? Like, but
the pointy hat
but
for
the
sure.
Pointy hats for sure. But I just like for some reason I have this image in my head, and you specifically in a wizard costume and a big pointy hat with goggles on, whipping up some potions and putting them in beakers.
Yeah, dude. In my watch, that'd be funny.
I know we had talked about this one day, but that image is just stuck in my head.
The only thing is now that you kept talking, you said pointy hat several times, and I was like, what if you had like an American flag wizard's uniform and a pointy hat? People would probably suspect you were in the Klan, and you probably get beat up.
Yeah.
So better go with the classic blue with stars all over.
Yeah. That's what I would recommend. Yeah.
Or I think Mickey's robe red with, and he has the blue
Mickey's
hat
and has the blue hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, maybe with I'll stars do and moons.
Yeah.
And shit. Yeah.
All the Lucky Charms are represented on that hat.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
So that's gonna be us.
Hell yeah, brother.
But so overall, like, you know, what are your impressions about Comic-Con? Would you go back again?
I would 100% go back again. I would recommend it to anybody who has never been, even if it's something that you know, typically wouldn't even entertain.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun, and it was really cool to see. And I did not see one person having a bad time. Like, no, everybody was having a good time.
Yeah.
Literally everybody.
That's the best part about those conventions like that, is everybody from all walks of life in all different levels of coolness. Because, I mean, there are people there that, you know, have the most insane you know, costumes, mm-hmm. and then, I mean, there's just all level of coolness and geekery. It's on all ends of the spectrum.
Everybody, like, regardless of whether you want to admit it or not, has an interest in something there that they have to offer. Whether it's, you know, comics, wrestling, geek goddesses, you know what I mean?
Movies,
like,
yeah.
Movies, whatever. Like,
yeah,
somebody, and even if you're not into any of that, just going and looking at the artwork alone is worth it,
yeah.
In my opinion.
And the cool part is, like I said, everybody from all walks of life come together and enjoying themselves,
mm-hmm.
having a good time, being accepting
beer,
of each other,
food,
being patient with each other,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? And I think the world could use a little bit more of that spirit.
I'll agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll agree.
Also, the world could probably use a little bit more Halo 2 tournaments.
Oh, dude.
So why don't you go ahead and put your classified ad out now.
Right.
You can put it out here on the,
sure.
the air if you
yeah.
want.
I'm a Halo ringer. I mean, I played Halo 2, but Halo 3 was, you know, where I really shine. But, I mean, it's all pretty similar. So if you play Halo 2, hit me up.
Yeah, dude.
Hit up the Schomburg's World podcast. Say, hey, I play Halo 2.
I play Halo.
On X. See, were they playing on OG Xbox?
I think so, yeah.
Because that makes it even cooler and more difficult. Because you can play Halo 2 right now on a 360 or Xbox One, whatever, Master Chief Collection. And it's just, it's not as hard. Because Halo 2 is a fucking hard game. And I think half the battle is that controller.
Yeah. And the big point is, guys, is there are Halo 2 tournaments going on. And Joe really wanted to get in on it, but you have to have a four-man team.
Yeah, so... Oh, well, next year. I got 364 days to figure it out.
Yeah, man. So make it happen.
Right.
You should have a LAN party, man.
Dude, we should. Do you have an Xbox?
I don't, but my good friend Critty, shout out to Critty this week, has several Xboxes and several televisions, and they're all hooked together to have LAN parties still.
I'm sure he has several copies of Halo 2 as well.
Yes, he does.
So, dude, that'd be badass.
So let's make it happen, guys.
I'd be into that.
But yeah, guys, if you haven't yet, if you haven't been to one yet, definitely go to a convention. I would definitely recommend Louisville SuperCon. Like I said, I had a great time. And yeah, just a bunch of awesome people coming together over their passions, having a good time, you know, thousands of people getting along.
Imagine that.
Can you imagine it, dude?
Everyone getting along.
So you'll see me next year. I'll be stomping around in my British Knights,
yep,
and, wizard uniforms.
You might catch us tailgating.
I'm going to grow my beard down to my knees and dye it white.
It would be so fucking awesome.
Go full Merlin.
It would be so badass.
In 2019.
Please do that.
And also, too, next year, listeners, Joe and I, like I said, we've made a plan to be there. And we're gonna take this podcast and we're going to take our ideas and all this other stuff that we've been working on, collaborating on music, all that good sort of thing. And we're going to put it, I think, into some sort of amalgamation on the internet,
some visual
or
medium,
some place where you can look at it or
right,
listen
you can
to
see it with your eyes and hear it at the same time.
Yeah, with your ears.
It's
at the same time,
weird, dude.
And
I've never seen nothing like it.
And hopefully you'll like it enough and you'll just keep watching it, and then we'll get so many watches that we're gonna sign autographs.
All right. Yep. And this,
it's a foolproof plan. We've got it all planned out.
We do. We've got it. We got it planned out. I'm excited.
It's ironclad.
Yeah. I keep wanting to say stuff, but I'm like, man, and you're doing this thing where like you don't want to give away details, and I don't want to give away any details. So I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
But I just want to let you know, guys, there is a project in the works, and we're buying equipment. So we've taken
there
the next step. We're going from talking about it
to buying shit.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at in the project.
Yeah. So good thing I have a spare room in the Smithsonian, because
we have a full chat room full of just the most random shit you could ever imagine. And that has now led to the point of getting on the internet and purchasing things.
Yeah. So that's all we can say. But if you want to join Cult of the Komodo in 2019...
Go ahead and shoot us a message.
Yeah. And that's all we have to say about that, dude, because we're total nerds now. Right. And
well, there are some stipulations, and you may be considered, but you may not.
Yeah. We might be reaching out to you if you want to star in...
a movie.
In something. Yeah. We'll see. But
or
yeah.
A Broadway play.
A Broadway play. You know, who knows? It's out there. But yeah. So we're buying stuff. So needless to say, you'll get our autograph next year.
Right. See you at SuperCon.
Yeah, exactly. See you at SuperCon, guys. And if you like what you heard today, and something tells me you did, because you actually made it all the way into the podcast, and I'm proud of us, man. We didn't go off on too many tangents.
We didn't get too hot off the rails there.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully we talked enough about the convention.
I think we did.
Yeah, we had a great time.
I did.
Big shout out to those geek goddesses.
Yeah.
Holy Lord.
Holy shit.
I kind of downplayed my interest, but right, I was like, yeah. I was totally like, man, I just want to check out these goddesses.
Yeah, dude. And I mean, if you guys are interested, it's a subscription of some kind, I think, right?
Yeah. So I guess. Yeah. Check it out online. Geek goddesses.
Google it.
But yeah.
Make sure your mom's not watching.
But yeah, guys, if you like what you heard today, definitely subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. It's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's on Spotify. It's wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you subscribe, make sure you listen, tell your friends, tell all your fellow nerds out there, tell everyone.
Tell them all.
And like I said,
tell them all.
We're putting Louisville on the map, dude. I looked at the map the other day. I don't think Louisville's even on there.
It's not.
And Sean versus Wild is going to put it on the map.
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Next year we'll have Super Ultra Con.
All right, yeah.
We'll see.
You know when you look like Google Maps though, and like you have to zoom in real far on it before you see the word Louisville pop up.
Yeah,
you'd no longer have to zoom as far.
Yeah, so. Louisville will be in bold print.
Right,
it'll be like just as big as like Los Angeles, Tokyo and New York on a map.
Beijing.
Yes.
New Delhi.
New Delhi on a map. The two most populated cities in the world, guys.
The two most populated capitals.
Capitals, cities, by population.
By population.
Yes. So New Delhi and Beijing. Fun fact for you guys.
There you go. Now you guys know.
And also, Joe and I, since we last spoke, I got to, you know, before we ride off in the sunset, let everyone know, we did win at trivia last week.
We did.
So we after coming in second, we came in first.
We were determined to not get second place.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Yeah. So far we're 2 for 2 as far as placing in the top three.
Right. And I think that trend will continue until we rack up at least a $1,000 bar tab at Hoopsters.
Exactly.
Right.
Because we're going to need wings, and we're going to be able to buy the place.
Right.
So
we'll basically just become part owner. So whatever.
Maybe they'll give us
How'd
some
you get
stock options.
In this place? Just trivia.
It's dude. We're going to be so
stock
good.
Stock options.
They're going to give us stock options instead. They're like, okay, yeah, you could take the bar tab, or we're going to offer you stock options.
Right, yeah.
So, but yeah, guys,
I'll take the bar tab.
I'll take the tab, please. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in again this week, Joe. I've been so stoked about having you on the show. So thank you for coming on.
Loved it.
Again today.
Mm-hmm.
As a longtime producer, I'm glad of this podcast, I'm glad that you're behind the mic now too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, dude. So, and if you ain't got nobody next week or the week after, you know, I'll come back.
But you know what? Even if I do have somebody, I think we could all use a cup of Joe along with our guests.
Yeah.
So it is what it is, guys.
You'll be seeing more of me regardless of whether I'm on the podcast or not.
Yep, that's true. So Joe, listeners, if you want to support Joe, of course, subscribe to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Easiest way. Yep. Check out his band, Foxbat.
Ooh.
And they're doing big things.
Big
and,
shit.
Yeah, man, just keep it rolling, man.
Keep it rolling. Keep it rocking.
Yep, absolutely, guys. Well, thank you so much again. I just need to wrap this up. Why do I keep saying thank you? Whatever. You know what time it is. I don't know what else to say. Whatever. This has been... The Sean vs. Wild Podcast.
Thank you for listening, DNA.